Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Different Leaf, the podcast with Britt Smith, provides a roadmap to an evolving landscape for new and experienced cannabis consumers. Join Britt every other Friday for conversations with cannabis experts about the evolving culture of legal weed. Considering smoking a joint for the first time since college? Popping an edible every night to help you sleep? One thing's for sure, novice or expert, there's always so much to learn about legal cannabis. You can join host Britt Smith every other Friday for conversations with cannabis experts from around the U.S. about the expanding culture of legal weed. You can subscribe to Different Leaf, the podcast, wherever you're listening, and go to differentleaf.com to learn more about Different Leaf, the magazine. See you every other Friday for a new episode of Different Leaf. Hello, hello. We're back for another episode of Feedback. In the interview portion of today's show, I'll be talking to Rebecca Seitz, a writer, producer, and communicator with over 15 years of experience in media and entertainment. She started out in book publishing, then launched a PR firm, then wrote books of her own. Rebecca co-wrote and co-produced a television screenplay based on one of her novels. Today, she writes, produces, and looks for ways to put the power of writing towards positive means. But wait, there's more that you'll learn about Rebecca and her podcast-related work in today's episode. Stay tuned to find out. After my chat with Rebecca, we'll get to this week's Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations from our curator, Jill Salzman. Then, stick around for our podcast spotlight and some extras from Lauren Pacell's newsletter, which is called Podcast the Newsletter. All right, let's do it. Let's hit the tape on my interview with Rebecca Seitz. Rebecca Seitz, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. I am excited to chat with you because you are doing some very interesting things in the podcast space. So before we go any further, why don't we have you introduce yourself?
I'm Rebecca. Like you said, I'm a writer and producer. I started in book publishing and then I was in film and TV. And in 2019, 2018, came into the podcast world. And I just focus on story-driven stuff. So usually scripted material.
So tell us, what are you working on lately?
Oh, so much. But the thing actually that I'm excited about right now is we're in phase three of my company, the 1C Story Network. We're actually building out a physical space here on the island where I live for creatives together who are putting their podcasts together. And we're going to be putting our recording studio in that space. It's like a coffee shop, like a Starbucks on steroids. And so I'm really excited about gathering together more podcasters and giving us a place where we can feed off of each other and that creative energy that happens when we all get together with a little bit of caffeine. So that's the physical thing I'm working on. And then the latest podcast show that I'm working on is one with a lady who we're packaging up her life story because she has a wonderful way to overcome chronic pain through bibliotherapy. And so that's a show that we're working on right now called Heal Me, where we'll tell her life story, how she ended up being a sufferer of chronic pain and then how she got out of it.
Wow. I have a few follow-up questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, are you calling this podcast shop Podcast Island? And if not, why not?
Oh my gosh, that would have been brilliant. No, we're calling it The Cove because it's a sheltered place for creatives.
That's beautiful.
That would have been brilliant too. I wish you had been at that staff meeting when we were trying to figure it out.
And then my next question is, what is bibliotherapy?
It is a very cool way of, there are stories that we tell ourselves in our life that actually happened to us. And in those stories, there are protagonists and antagonists. And usually the antagonist is the person who hurt you. And that story gets in your brain and it triggers a pain response, whether consciously or subconsciously. And there's this therapy system that has been being developed by the Mayo Clinic and others where you literally rewrite that story, literally with a pen on paper, rewrite the story, where you acknowledge the good characteristics of the antagonist too. So while, you know, I had a parent who was very, very ugly to me, she also did make sure I had clothing and food in my body, and I can acknowledge those things. And over time, as you rewrite that story, you literally rewire your brain when it thinks about that pain and no longer causes pain.
This podcast that you're creating is going to be kind of a walkthrough of this process?
Yes. We start by telling you her story so that you can understand the trauma that she lived through from birth. I mean, she just went from crisis to crisis to crisis until one day she was lying on the floor of a doctor's office in Jacksonville at the Mayo Clinic. And they couldn't figure out why she was dying. He said, your systems are shutting down and I can't figure out why. And he said, why don't you just tell me about your life? And she started unpacking her life story. And he had been writing things down on his whiteboard and he put the marker down and he said, are you making this up? And she said, no, this is my life. And he said, okay, well, we know why you're in pain. This is, oh my goodness. And she said, does everybody not live like this? And he said, no, everyone doesn't go from trauma to trauma to trauma to trauma. And so he got her into the bibliotherapy situation. And she, you know, it's now been a couple of years that she's been rewriting all of that and she's pain free.
Wow.
And it's astounding. The human brain is astounding. Its ability to heal if you will work with it. I'm amazed by the things that
yeah.
you've experienced.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be really groundbreaking. So thank you for letting us know about it. And wow.
Yeah,
excited for that.
I'm excited. She does at the end teach you, you know, there's a journal that you can get because I also have the company Pod Pair where we pair food, drinks, hobbies, and other consumables with our shows. And this pod pairing is the journal that she uses to walk you through starting to rewrite those stories for yourself. So yeah, that'll be in there as too.
Tell us more about Pod Pair. I am very excited about this.
Pod Pair was born as it's one of those necessity is the mother of invention kind of stories. Our first show was set to come out in May of 2020 when, you know, the whole world was sheltering in place. And so I just had this moment about a month before we were set to release the first episode when I thought, oh my gosh, nobody is going to the gym anymore or commuting to work. So where are they going to listen to podcasts now? And I just had this image of this woman who was like me. She was just tired and stressed out from trying to keep the kids educated and the business running and doing it all from home. And she was at the end of the day and she just wanted to relax for a few minutes before she went to bed. But if you do that while looking at a screen, the blue light from a screen tells your brain to stay awake. So she needed to turn off the screens, but wanted to be told a story. And so I thought she's going to turn on our show. And in my mind, she poured herself a glass of wine. And I was like, oh, I have to get the wine to her because she can't leave her house to go get it. So we partnered up with a group out in Napa Valley to pair a bottle of wine with every episode of that show. And the bottle of wine had something in common with what was in that episode's content. I called my attorney and said, you know, I need to make sure I'm covered. And how do we do this? And he said, well, we need to patent that. So it's now patented and trademarked, this idea of pairing food, drinks, hobbies, and other consumables with stories. So we did wine, and now we've done gift boxes with candles and jewelry. We had a puzzle created to go with Grandma Rambo, where it's images from the show, and you put the puzzle together while you listen to the show. So all kinds of different ways to just, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to create a way to further immerse yourself into the story, to really have, you know, a story escape.
I'm a big fan of that. Where can people go if they want to learn more about Pod Pair?
It's all on the main company site. So the main company is the 1C Story Network, and you can go to justonec.com, justonec.com, and you'll find all the shows and the pod pairings and everything that we're working on.
I think that's such an innovative approach to immersing yourself in a story. I'm really, really excited by that. And excited to see where it goes. So
thank you.
I'm glad I met you, even if just to know that somebody is doing this.
I'm excited about it. It's really fun when we hear back from the actual listeners and they say, you know, they were stressed out and they tell us what was going on with their lives. Everybody is, you know, we're all dealing with something right now. And just to have a few minutes of just relaxing and just enjoying something that is entertaining you, it's really fun to hear their stories and know that we're giving them a little bit of respite from what we're all dealing with right now.
So let's shift gears a bit. You started in film and TV, is that right?
I started in book publishing, then
book
went to
publishing.
Film and TV.
Mm-hmm. What's the transition been like to audio?
It's interesting to write a script for the ear instead of for the eye. Mm. It really does make you dig in as a writer. You know, I've always written with the end user in mind. So I really have to sit down and think, okay, she's listening at this point. So she's not going to see the emotion. She's not going to see what's happening in the silence. So to find ways to communicate that can be challenging sometimes, because you don't just want to rely on, you know, the character saying, and then I felt sad. You know, you really want to communicate it. So there are some writing challenges. And I will say that the technique has been the biggest learning curve. The actual transition industry-wise into podcasting has been really good, because so many film and TV outlets are coming into the podcast space or actively scouting in the podcast space to find content to flip over to the screen. It's a lot of the same relationships. It's just very different technique. And most of the people who voice our characters in our shows are actors themselves. So same thing. I just sometimes have to direct them. Like, I had one actor, he was adorable. He's 22 and, you know, some fresh actor, and kept giving me visual communication for the character. And I would say, it doesn't matter that you just threw your hands up in the air. They're not going to know that you did that. I need you to put it into your voice and communicate frustration that way.
It's totally a different acting method, right? Some people are, they're taught to be expressive on the stage, and this is, you have to be expressive in a completely different way.
Yeah, the really fun ones to work with, there's this one actor we work with in Scotland who is amazing. His recording studio has 6-foot thick stone walls because it's a castle.
Oh my God.
And he's one of my go-to actors. And he's acting with his body while he's doing it, but he's also putting into his voice, into his vocal expression. And so when you find those are the gold right there. They really are embodying the character for you and giving it to you, both auditorially and visually. It's really cool.
So what are some of the podcasts or audio stories that have inspired you to do what you're doing?
Well, I love the old radio dramas. That's kind of, you know, I go back to what worked then, you know, the cliche of, you know, putting shoes on a hard surface to make sound effects. You know, we've actually thrown rocks into water ourselves to make it sound like something's being dumped overboard and things like that. Wow. So I learn a lot from going back and listening to the old stuff. Obviously, I listen to the NPR shows, you know, Big Mouth fan here, big fan of Snap Judgment, big fan of how he goes about telling you the story. You know, he weaves in and out of narrative and actually into the scene. And I like how he does that, because most of the time I get very bored in the narrative parts, but they produce that show in a way that keeps you engaged in the narrative. We tend to stay very, very far away from narrative in our productions. Because it's very challenging to keep the reader engaged, escaped into the story if you pull them out and then start telling them a story like you're reading to them. That's an audiobook, not a scripted podcast. But he over on Snap Judgment does it really well.
Any other recommendations for my listeners? What else are you listening to? What else are you taking inspiration from?
So I'm a huge fan of music as inspiration, I will just say. So I'm a big person who is constantly checking new playlists on Spotify, hustling playlists, motivational playlists, whatever playlist word goes along with what we're trying to convey in a show right then, I listen to. So lots of playlists on my phone that other people are making right now. I will say, I feel like I should be a bigger fan of the true crime space than I am. We don't do any true crime here because it's just so dark, and I'm trying to provide a respite, not something that'll stress you out or harm your brain. So we don't do the true crime here podcasts, but I have listened to some of them because the storytelling aspect of them is a good one. And what I'm loving right now is seeing some of those podcasts make their way onto screen. Like I just started watching the whole Only Murders in the Building, where they're doing a podcast during the show. And the new one that's on, I think it's on Hulu. It's with Melissa McCarthy and Nicole Kidman. They're actually recording podcasts during the TV show. So I'm like,
oh my gosh,
you know, we've arrived as storytellers in the podcast world when they're putting us into the scripts on television. That's amazing.
We've made the jump.
Right? Exactly.
Any advice for somebody who wants to get into the audio space or the scripted writing space?
Yeah, the best advice I can give you is do it. Stop talking about it. You know, I've worked with a lot of storytellers in my 17, 18 years in the entertainment business, from book publishing, film, TV, podcast. It doesn't matter. No matter what medium I've been in, I will run across people who want to do this, and they talk about it all the time. They'll talk to anybody who will listen, but they don't ever actually just do it. It's not going to be any good. It's going to be awful what you first do. And you're going to look at my first novel that I ever wrote and think, holy Moses, somebody please let that thing go out of print. It's just awful. But you have to start somewhere, and you're never going to get better if you don't start with what you have right now. So no matter how bad it is, just get it done. And then that will lead into the next thing, and that will lead into the next thing. And if you don't know how, absolutely ask any of us. We're happy to help you. But with scripted podcast, it really just takes writing down a good story and having a microphone. And you can get started that way. You can write a monologue story and do a 5-minute story and be done with it. Add some sound effects. You've got to start somewhere. Just stop thinking and talking about it and do it.
And with that, we'll let you go and do it. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining me today. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again, Rebecca Seitz, for joining me to talk about her life and what she's doing in the podcast space. This interview was recorded in the virtual earbud studio powered by squadcast.fm. Next up, let's talk about this week's Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's Earbuds curator is Jill Salzman. Jill chose the theme Mom Entrepreneurs. We love a good mom theme. Hi, Mom. Why did Jill choose this theme? She says,
Hi, my name is Jill Salzman, and the theme I chose for this episode is Mom Entrepreneurship. Yes, it's a mouthful. But I chose this theme because I run the Founding Moms, a platform that helps mom entrepreneurs to build better businesses. So I work with them every single day, and I wanted to highlight just how awesome they are.
Here are this week's Earbuds picks from Jill. The first episode is from the podcast, Why Are We Shouting?, hosted by our fabulous curator, and the episode is called The Gwen Stefani Boost. Here's a description. This podcast highlights mistakes, blunders, and epic fails that small business owners often make. In this episode, Jill walks us through how she mistakenly landed the biggest press hit that she ever landed, and how Gwen Stefani, a gossip blog columnist, and her cousin helped to set the stage for her overnight success. The next recommendation is from the podcast Here I Am with Regina Carey, and the episode is called Say Your Name. Here's what our curator says about this episode. In this episode, the brilliant and soothing Regina Carey reinforces the importance of saying someone's name. It sounds simple, but the impact of it can be tremendous, and there's no better person to elucidate this than Regina. Every episode of hers fills you in on what you didn't know that you needed to hear at that exact time that you needed to hear it. Next up, the podcast is called Rox Talks with Roxanne Wilson, and the episode is called You Need a Hero Product. Here's what it's about. Got a product? In this episode, Roxanne Wilson focuses on how your product has got to be the hero of your small business story. She makes point after point that helps entrepreneurs understand how they can make a splash for their customers and clients. The next recommendation comes from the podcast The Support Squad, a podcast for virtual assistants. And the episode is called 6 Tools Virtual Assistants Can Use to Make Their Lives Easier. Our curator writes, Do you want to be a successful virtual assistant? Look no further. Sharon Nissen is a veritable treasure trove of resources for people looking to become VAs. She wastes no time in getting down to business and makes sure that listeners increase their productivity, improve their time management, and make their lives a little easier. The last recommendation of this week's theme, Mom Entrepreneurs, comes from the podcast Startup Parent, and the episode is called Overthrowing the Patriarchy with Sarah Lacey of Chairman Mom. Here's a description from our curator. To every mom entrepreneur out there, listen to this episode. Why? It begins by introducing the little-known fact that 40% of American households believe that it's bad for society if mothers work. Sarah Lacey is a phenomenal guest. If you want to know more data on the topic, how to call it out in your own life, and generally to hop on the Parents Can Work Too bandwagon, this podcast is for you. Thank you so much to our curator, Jill Salzman, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective this week. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these podcast episodes and much more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that even if you have no interest in all of the recommendations that we gave up above, you can still tune in to the podcast spotlight for some more audio content from us. And podcasters, you can apply to have your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the podcast. We'll have an application link in the show notes. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Planthropology. If you're on this planet, plants have a huge impact on your life. Whether you're a vegan, a carnivore, or somewhere in between, plants are the basis of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, and the air that you breathe. We don't intend to just teach you plant facts, though we'll do plenty of that, but to give you some insight into the cool people who work with plants. From the soil to the plate, dive into the anthropology of plants. Get it? Plantanthropology. And learn a little bit more about why you should care about the world around you from the people who care about it the most. Plantanthropology is hosted by the plant professor, Vikram Baglia, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts or at plantanthropologypod.com. Now for some more quick hits before we close out this week's episode. We've got a new post up on our blog written by Joe at the podcast The Neuro Nerds. It's called Recovery from Stroke and Brain Injury: How Podcast Listening Can Help. We'll have a link to it in the show notes of this episode. And from Lauren Pacell's podcast, The Newsletter. Season 2 of This Land is here, and Rebecca Nagel is with the incredible team that includes Amy Westervelt, looking at another underreported legal battle impacting American Indian tribes in the U.S. This time, a scorched earth lawsuit over the custody battle of a 2-year-old in Dallas that tells the larger story of the 40-year-old Indian Child Welfare Act. You can find more from Lauren's newsletter at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.